Welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. The holiday gift-giving season has wrapped up. Now comes the gift-returning season. Customer service counters across the nation are busy as we speak, as people bring back things they were given that sometimes weren't just right. Now, you get it, we've all been in that situation. Sometimes it's an honest mistake, like getting shoes that are two sizes too small. That's a simple mistake, right? But what about those truly monstrous displays of bad taste and judgment? The gifts that are just making you scratch your head and say, what the heck was this person thinking? Those are the ones I want to hear about today. What are the worst holiday gifts or the strangest holiday gifts you ever received? Or, frankly, the best? And I'm sure some people will call and say the love of their children and, you know, the love of their parents and the rest of that stuff. That's nice. But if you got to keep it positive, then tell us the best and the most thoughtful holiday gifts you ever got. That's quite all right as well. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Now, I implore you, I beg you, I ask you to get in line early. Right now, there's nobody on the phone. So if you want to hear your voice on, you know, in seven states, this is a great time to do it. 1-800-348-2551. Otherwise, I'll just have to filibuster. And what about that filibuster? 1-800-323-9262. Well, I'd love to hear from all of you. It's great. This is what makes a great community station. We all get together and we civilly discuss things and we have fun every once in a while like this program. And if you must, well, there are three phones ringing out of the five. 1-800-348-2551. And our phones, by the way, just to give a little credit at the beginning of the program, are being answered today by the wonderful volunteer Colleen O'Connell, and she's a great lady. And Zach is answering the phones as usual. He's the best. I'm Alan, and now it's up to you. There are four phones ringing. That leaves one little lonely. There it is. Five phones ringing. Well, you've certainly got everybody moving now, so that's good. Let's go to Beth in Albany. Okay, Beth in Albany, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Yes, my husband's been deployed for about a year, and I got in the mail a Snuggie, which I did not appreciate given the fact that he's been gone so long and I wasn't really expected to be wearing so much.
He's in the Army or in the Armed Forces?
Yes, he is.
Well, he may have been sending you a message.
Yeah, actually, I did talk to him and he said, well, I didn't send you that. So it turns out that the Pajamagram company made a mistake.
Now you've gone and done it. If there is a single thing in this world I don't like, it's that ad where they say Pajamagram. It's pajamas, isn't it? I mean, what is this pajama stuff?
Yes, all it is pajamas in a nicely wrapped package.
Well, but and what is it? It's a Snuggie, which is they advertise them on television in the middle of the night, right?
Yes, yep.
Those are the ones. Well, have you tried it out yet?
Oh, no, I returned it. He didn't mean to send it, so everything turned out well.
Do you think you hurt his feelings when you returned it?
No, he liked what I got better.
Well, let me, what did you get?
Well, I got something for him that he hasn't had for about a year.
Right. Well, you know, in my family, I'm not allowed to buy anything for Roselle.
Okay.
No, but she'll buy it, and then she'll tell everybody out there that I bought her this or that, these earrings. Alan bought these earrings for me. Or Alan bought these things. So I get a lot of credit, but she doesn't trust my taste, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, I agree.
Thank you, Beth. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Happy holidays.
You too. 1-800-348-2551, and we got, let's see, two free phones. Let's go to Wayne in Springfield. Go ahead, Wayne, you're on.
Hi there, Alan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well,
he's kind of...
No, I'm fine.
Tired from the holidays.
Well, I don't know. You know, I crawl out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and Every morning, I never miss, and then I do my exercise, and then I come over here, and you know, or I do, I get over here, and then I do an hour of exercise on the great bike, and then I, you know, then I'm exhausted. Oh. By this halftime afternoon, most people have gone to bed already.
I know, you're so disciplined.
Oh, don't you think, Wayne? What do you tell us? What you got, or what you didn't like, or what you did like?
Well, I'm not sure whether I like it yet, but my wife gave me a drone.
What kind of drone?
It's like a helicopter.
Yeah.
And it has a high-definition video.
No.
And you control it with your iPad or iPhone.
How much?
How much?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how much?
I mean, how much does something like that cost?
Oh, I'm not sure. She said it was expensive.
How expensive? Well, she's sitting right there. I can hear her laughing. Ask her how much.
Yep. No, that's my kids.
Okay. Well,
I think it was about $300.
That sounds cheap for that kind of thing.
I know.
I'll bet the Army pays more than that when they buy one.
They probably do.
Well, they probably pay $3,000 for a roll of toilet paper, so you can only imagine what that costs. Well, Wayne, have you tried it out yet?
I tried it this morning and it broke, but
what do you mean it broke? It crashed?
It crashed into the Christmas tree.
Oh, you tried it inside?
Inside.
An inside drone? I can't believe that.
No, you can do it outside too.
What do you mean two? I think you can't do it inside. That's what I think.
Well,
Wayne, you know, happy holidays to you and a joyful new year. And tell your wife it's all in fun, okay?
Okay, if you think of a good use for it, let me know.
Yeah. All right. Well,
at least one. I don't want to get arrested doing it, though.
Oh, no. Do you have to have a license to fly it?
No.
Yeah, well, the first plane that comes down because of a drone, a toy drone, you can be sure that'll be the end of that.
I think so.
Wayne, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay, Alan. Thank you. Have a nice holiday.
You too. Okay, and on to Rachel in Buffalo. No, Rachel, you're not going.
Yeah.
You're in Buffalo?
Well, I'm actually on my way to Buffalo, but yes, I live in Buffalo.
Wow. You enjoying things out there in Buffalo?
Yeah. It's been a warmer winter than we normally know. I'm not complaining.
Okay.
But we're supposed to get snow today, so maybe that's going to be out the door now.
What's the use? The Cuomo administration seems to be paying a lot of attention to Buffalo.
Oh, really?
And shipping a lot of money out there for one thing or another. They must have some demographic information which shows them that that's worth putting money into. But in any case, we digress, right? What was your gift?
Well, this Christmas, I had one request from my boyfriend, and I told him about 10 times. Whatever you do, please do not get me any jewelry.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got me two necklaces in the past, and I'm allergic to metal, and so I can't really wear it very long. And I'm also a space cadet, so sometimes I lose things.
But wait. So, when you're allergic to something like metal, I have a very specific reason for asking this. How does it manifest itself? Do you break out in hives?
Like, not hives. It's just like a rash. Looks like almost eczema, like it just
exactly. Right. I have that with my $8 wedding ring, which I've had for 41 years and had replated twice. And I had to take it off recently, and I gave it to my wife, and I said, "Will you do something with this? Because you know I've got that same thing you got on my hand." And a lot of people have been stopping me and say, "Oh, I notice you haven't got your wedding ring on."
Oh no. And, oh man.
Yeah, exactly. Trouble. How old are you?
I'm 20, about to be 24.
And how old is your boyfriend?
He's the same age.
Well, you've got to help him break out of his paradigm, you know what I mean?
I told him I didn't want jewelry for Christmas. It's all I want. I don't want it.
Did you tell him what you wanted?
Well, yes, but I could understand he couldn't get me that, but I don't even care, you know, what you get. Could have gotten me a car. Don't get me jewelry. And what did he get me? A bracelet. And it pulls my hair, like my skin off.
Oh, my God. I hate it when that happens, when your skin gets pulled off.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. So listen, you know, dress warm out there in Buffalo. Maybe you could have gotten you a gift certificate or something. Or you could do it the Roselle way, which is to just buy yourself something and say, here's your present. Here's the bill.
Right. I just wish he just, like, gave me a kiss on the cheek and said Merry Christmas, because then I wouldn't feel so bad.
Yeah. What is he doing for a living?
Oh, he just got out of college. So right now he's getting into the entry-level positions of world.
Yeah, and what about you, very quickly? What do you do?
I sell generic pharmaceuticals over the phone.
No kidding. Okay, hey, Rachel, thanks for the wonderful call. You sound like a great person. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. Yeah, bye. Well, I hope you have a merry.
You too. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back for Dade and Chris and Maxine and Deborah and everybody else.
Support for WAMC comes from the Arkell Museum at Canajoharie. Presenting from Giverny to the Brooklyn Bridge, American Impressionist paintings from the Arkell Collections on view now through February 2nd. Joyelle's Jewelers, Del Mar, New York. Specializing in custom jewelry and repair, laser welding, designer jewelry and gifts, joyellsjewelers.com. New York State Tobacco-Free Community Partners, working to reduce youth and adult smoking rates across the state and help save lives. New York State Tobacco-Free Community Partners at smokefreecapital.org. And Richards Fuel and Heating, East Hampton, Massachusetts, providing high-efficiency gas and oil heating systems to the Pioneer Valley for over 45 years. Now expanding into the Westfield area, richardsfuel.com.
And we are back, and we have one free phone. Poor little line three, like Ferdinand the Bull, it's just sitting there smelling all of the flowers. Let's go to Dade in Colony. Dade, you're on.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I just wanted to quickly say that, yes, I can hear you. I'm in a parking lot right now.
Oh, good.
My best all-time gift that I ever received, and I've been married for almost 25 years, I just got back from Europe maybe 3 days before Christmas. Now, I'm there for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And my husband had my whole house deep cleaned.
Ooh, what does that mean, deep cleaned?
That means light bulbs, draperies, furniture moved, everything washed. It was the most wonderful present I ever received, because I didn't have to deal with any of that before everybody coming to my house for the holidays.
Why were you in Europe?
I was visiting family.
Which country?
My father is from Holland and my mother is from Germany. But I was in Holland, and then we took a little side trip to Portugal for 4 days.
Well, that's nice.
Was it great.
And sunny and all that? When you,
yeah, now, it was now, about 68 degrees.
Now, when you walked in the house, was it clear? Yeah. Could you see right away something was different?
Well,
or
no,
not?
Because it was like 3:30 in the morning. We had just driven back from JFK.
Right.
So, to be honest with you, I was pretty groggy, and I just went right upstairs to the bathroom, and I figured that it wasn't going to be looking the greatest after I'd been gone for 2 weeks. And I looked into my bathroom sink and I said, wait a minute. You clean here?
Right.
And
right.
He said, maybe. And then I kind of proceeded to go into the bedroom and then down the hall. And then I noticed it and realized it. Best present of any man could get for his wife and or girl.
Wow. Dave, that's a great story. Thanks a lot.
It was a good story. Bye. Okay, take care. Happy New Year.
And to you. Let's go to Chris in Adams, 1-800-348-2551. Okay, Chris, you're on.
Hey, happy holidays.
And to you.
Thank you. Best present this year was totally never would have guessed this. My fiance got me 20 laps at the Las Vegas International Speedway driving a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, a Porsche, and an Aston Martin.
How much is that?
I have no idea. I haven't got a clue. I don't think it was cheap, though.
And where was it?
It's out in Las Vegas. We're going out there next year to visit some family, and we're going to go to the Grand Canyon. She got me this as my gift. She knows I'm a motorcycle and car fanatic. I love you know, sports cars and motorcycles, and this is what she came up with, a gift. It's the most unique one I've ever had.
Does she have money? Does she come from money?
No, she just... very thoughtful, and she does well, and she's never had children, so she's just like the rest of us, but she never had to spend her money on anybody else.
Wow. Well, well, that's
very thoughtful, very generous.
No, that is thoughtful and generous. And what'd you get her?
64-inch TV.
How big is 64 inches? Is that
about
big?
About as big as you can go, I think.
That's pretty big.
I could barely put the thing up. Yeah, it's huge.
Did she want it?
Yep, she wanted one. She wanted a big TV, and she's got a huge living room, so it doesn't actually look too big in there. In my house, it would be the only thing in the room.
Yeah. In my house, I'd be out on my behind.
If I
got anything that big, you know, Roselle's not a television person, and so we have to compromise on that. Okay, Chris, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it.
She loves football, so it works out well for her.
Oh, she likes football?
Yeah, she loves it. It's all in sports.
She likes seeing people run up against each other and break their necks and their heads and
that's what she likes.
End up with Parkinson's disease and like that.
Baseball and basketball and whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, I figured there's no way she's going to outdo me this year, and she did.
Oh, and she did. Right. Yeah. Well, that took a lot of good thinking,
and
you're lucky to have her. Thanks,
yes,
Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye.
Okay. 1-800-348-2551. I'm telling you, folks, somebody's missing a bet here. You got three free phones, and as you know, we go through these calls like butter going, like knife going through butter, and so you want to get on? You want your aunt in Tuscaloosa to hear you or whatever? This is the time to make that call. Let's go to Maxine in Monroe. Okay, Maxine. Whoa, something happened bad. Okay, thanks. Maxine, are you in Monroe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The nicest present I got one year, wasn't this year, was from a friend of mine. She gave me a little angel that was holding a gray kitty cat.
Whoa.
And she said it reminded her of me and my cat, who happened to be gray, and really my cat was my companion for 16 years.
And then what happened?
Well, my cat died, but every time I look at the angel, it reminds me of the friendship of my friend and my cat.
You know, that's so interesting. Little things like that.
Yes. They don't have to be real big, expensive presents.
No, that can mean a great deal to you.
It does.
And the fact that you pick up a phone now and call and think about it is really a very nice testament to her and her judgment and also to your friendship.
Well, and also to my companion for 16 years. Yeah. My cat was very special.
Did you get another one?
No, I decided that it's getting a little more difficult for me to take care of pets.
Did you ever hear the folk song, The Cat Came Back, the very next day? They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back.
I think so, yes. I remember somebody in my family singing that when I was much, much younger.
Yeah. Maxine, thanks for the great call. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
You too. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Deborah in Western Massachusetts. Two free phones, folks. Okay, Deborah, you're on.
Hi. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah.
This gift was given to me about 30-some-odd years ago, and my birthday and Hanukkah fall around the same time, so I'm not sure exactly what it was for. But I was living on my own, and I wasn't the most organized person, and my parents gave me a file cabinet.
Wow.
And I cannot consider that to be the best gift I've ever gotten. And to this, I actually still have it, but it was one of these little metal file cabinets on wheels, and the top came up. And they said, we have something for you in the trunk, and it's something you need. And, you know, being in my first, apartment on my own, I was thinking, a stereo or something that would have been enjoyable. And they said, it's a file cabinet.
But don't you think, it's lovely, of course, but I'm sure they had you in mind, in terms of helping out. But on the other hand, some of these message gifts... can be
a
little
definitely a message gift.
Yeah, these message gifts could be like, you're disorganized. You know, it's like giving a smoker,
right?
A smoking cessation kit. Now, it's a nice thing. On the other hand, it sort of rankles a little.
If they wanted to give me a housewarming gift, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that house. It wasn't a housewarming type of thing. It was, my birthday / Hanukkah. And, something a little more enjoyable would have been nice. That's not to say that they haven't given me, wonderful gifts otherwise.
Where do you live?
I live in Shelburne Falls.
Oh, okay. You call that Western Massachusetts?
Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot at Ingleside because I'm going to shop, so that's why I called it Western Massachusetts.
Okay.
I will tell you, though, the nicest gift I got was from my husband. He actually paid attention when I was in a jewelry store once, and my first Mother's Day, he gave me a very nice ring, which had my daughter's birthstones in it.
Wow.
So there have been nice gifts that have been given in the past, but this one, it has also become a standing joke that, don't worry, Mom, it's not a file cabinet.
Don't worry, Mom. It's not a file cabinet. Deborah, thank you for the great call. Appreciate
it. You're very welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551. And so let's go to Julie in Vermont. Okay, Julie, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm good, but more importantly is, how are you?
I'm great. I just got a brand new car.
As a gift? Was it a gift?
As a gift for Christmas.
And wow.
I opened the garage, and there's a huge red ribbon on it.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know what kind of car it is. All I saw was the red, and I took it out for a ride, and I almost skidded it out.
What do you mean you almost figured it out? Sorry.
I almost crashed it.
Oh, whoa. So you don't know what kind of car it is to this day?
I want to say it was an Acura, like the new model, four door, something like that. I mean, it was a step up from last Christmas. Last Christmas, my husband had no idea what to give me. I opened a box, and he thought it would be cute to give me some fish.
What do you mean some fish?
Like fish, like goldfish.
Oh, goldfish. Okay.
Yeah. And I opened the box, the fish were already dead.
Oh, my God. God, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Did
you suspect? Well, I think I know what you're trying to say. Would you think he was sending you a message with a dead fish in the box?
Maybe he was sending me a message. But I mean, I didn't speak to him for a week after that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you were in the mafia and you opened the box and there was some dead fish in it, you might worry a little bit. You know what I mean?
He is a big Italian man, so I was pretty scared for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Well, Julie, thank you. And go look and see what kind of car it was. That's really great. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye. Let's go to Julia in Cairo. Julia, you're on.
Hi.
Hey.
So, quite a few years ago, my now ex-husband gave me a typewriter for Christmas. And when I had asked for, like, a new winter coat, and he told me it was so that I could do a resume and find myself a real job because he was tired of paying my bills.
So it was basically what we called before a message gift.
Yeah, pretty much. He made it pretty clear.
Right. So did you use the typewriter? You know that today young people don't know what a typewriter is. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay. And so did you get it? You got the typewriter, and then what happened?
Well, you know, it wasn't exactly what a girl wants to get for Christmas, you know?
No.
I did use it, I have to say, but when I left him, I left the typewriter, too.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, that was a message, too.
did he give you any carbon paper with it?
No, didn't give any carbon paper, but...
Yeah, carbon paper, nobody knows what that is anymore, either.
Not anymore, right?
Yeah, and whiteout. Remember whiteout?
Oh, yeah. I do have whiteout.
Yeah.
I do at work.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a court clerk.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And has anybody ever tried to bribe you?
No. Not
okay.
For real.
Thanks, Julia. Appreciate it. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Catherine in Brooklyn, maybe. Okay. I think it's Catherine from Brooklyn, but not in Brooklyn, right?
No, I'm actually traveling upstate right now.
Okay, good.
I have a house up by Wyndham.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, you're on. So, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Okay, so my best gift ever was my husband's a sculptor.
Right.
And he made me a heart out of, he welded it. So he welded out a heart, and then he painted it red.
Wow. And
I keep it on my closet door.
How big is it?
Oh, it's small. It's like 12 inches.
Well, 12 inches isn't that small. The Shartocks had a major gift this year. I just want you to know, not that this is competitive, but our very good friend and a superb sculptor, Roger Phillips, gave us one of his major pieces, which is in the Shartock yard, and it is huge, and it is so wonderful and so great. And, you know, those kinds of gifts, either small or large, which are going to be with you for a long time, they really are something you never forget.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, his last sculpture was a boat that was like 30 feet long. So
wow.
This is much better. I can keep it in the house.
Right. Well, Catherine, that's a good thing. What did you get for him?
I got him a book that he wanted and some candy that he wanted. He doesn't want much, so.
Yeah, I think men are different than women, don't you think?
Yeah.
There's a real difference between men and women, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, in terms of gifts and what they expect and what they want. You know, I think it's a sign of the times that men get less than women do. And if you get into deep feminist theory, it might not be a good thing. You know, in other words, that women are sort of being, ever since the caveman, the man protects the woman and all the rest, but in modern-day feminist thought, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Catherine. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye, Alan.
Let's see if I can make some trouble here. 1-800-348-2551. Now we go. The cat came back to Grace in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Hiya, Grace. Nice to hear from you.
Hi. My bad Christmas present is I'm in the midst of an abscess tooth. To get back to the cat.
Wait a second. You can't just say that. You have an abscessed tooth and that's a Christmas present?
Well, it came down, you know, a week ago and I get it out next Wednesday, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on antibiotics.
Yeah, I know I know that routine all that well, but finish them all.
Okay, so, yeah. Yes, I did. Okay. And I got it renewed for this next week.
Okay.
So, about Thanksgiving time, my neighbor discovered that she had a homeless cat living in her woodshed. And it was sort of medium long-haired calico with white. And I fell in love with it because it looked so much like one that I had to say goodbye to. But we've got two kittens upstairs and a home and a shelter cat downstairs, so I couldn't keep it. But we were able to... I got advice at Paradise in Great Barrington, and they said...
That's Paradise, right?
Paradise,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Which is a really wonderful place.
It is, yeah.
For adopting cats. And so they said, take it up to the Humane Society because they have room right now. And so the next day I took it up, and that was the 14th. And a week later... on the 21st,
yep.
4 days before Christmas, a lovely couple adopted her, and they're going to spoil her rotten. And that's the best Christmas present.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, spoiling a cat rotten?
Well, when the cat's been homeless for all summer,
deserves a break.
December.
Yeah.
I mean, I named her Sunshine, and I absolutely loved her. And, you know, and I just cried so much. And then when I found out she'd been adopted and that she was going to get spoiled rotten and kept inside, that was my Christmas present.
Do you believe in keeping cats inside, Grace?
Oh, I don't believe in putting them outside.
Yeah. It's too dangerous, right? We had a couple of cats that went the bad way.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Grace, thank you for calling. Appreciate
it. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. 1-800-348-2551. We'll take an early break and then we'll be back for Chris and Gerald and Mary and Courtney and anybody else who wants to make a call. Love to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551.
Support for WAMC comes from Carrie Haddad Gallery, presenting small, colorful sculptures by six artists in plaster, steel, wire, and wood through January 20th, carriehaddadgallery.com. Curran Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York. Providing legal and consulting services to life insurers in a changing regulatory climate, currancompliance.com. And Capital Region Language Center, offering beginner through advanced English as a second language, classes to corporations in and around the Capital Region, crlcalbany.org. And Delmar Place Assisted Living Residence, Delmar, New York, providing care and support for seniors in the Capital Region, delmarplace.com.
You know, one of these days, we're going to do one of these Vox Pops on one of my favorite subjects, and that is, behavior in the movie theater. Behavior in the movie theater, because some people are very badly misbehaved in theaters. We went to see Les Mis at Great Barrington, the Triplex, and there were two events that happened. A lady came in a Lynx coat, which she said cost $3,500. That's a lot of money, or maybe 35. I don't remember how much. Maybe it's 10 times that. I don't remember. And then a fight ensued because she had stored it with mothballs. And the physician and his wife, who were sitting right next to them, objected to that because mothballs, they said, can have toxic effects. And they asked the lady, and the lady got very, very angry about the whole thing. I'm for the physician. I mean, who wants to bring in something that was in mothballs into a... And also, where was PETA when they showed... So we could do the whole thing, a whole show on behavior in the movies. But now we're doing a whole show on, gifts that you got or gifts that you gave or the best gifts or the worst gifts. Okay, we've got a Chris in Kingston. Okay, Chris, you're on.
Oops. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Nice to hear you.
Well, wonderful to hear you. Everybody can hear me.
No, but it's good. Anyway, the best gift I got this year for Christmas was from my very best friend of 48 years.
Oh, boy.
It was a lovely, loving gesture. I had a tree planted in my name in one of our national forests.
Oh, that is a nice gift.
I think so, too.
Do you think you'll ever be able to get out there to see the tree?
I don't think so. I'm much too old, but at least it'll live on and it will be a tree. You know, deforesting is so horrible these days.
Yeah. It's true.
So, anyway, that was my very best gift.
It's so true. Well, Chris, that is a nice thing. And what'd you give her?
A card.
A card. Well,
No.
Card
is nice. She turned 75 not long ago, and I gave her a lovely gift, too, gave her a silver hair comb. With moonstones and garnets.
Wow. I'd like one of them myself, as we say.
Oh, you look lovely in it, absolutely.
Don't you think?
Anyway, I don't want to take any more of your time.
No, and I appreciate the call very much, Chris. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Gerald. Gerald in Manchester. Hi, Gerald.
Hey, I'm a long-time fan, first-time caller.
Great, great. Welcome to the program. I'm glad you're here. Okay, what do you got?
Thanks for having me.
What do you got?
What I got last year, my wife, she bought me filing cabinets. I heard this other story.
Yeah. Okay.
So last year, she drives me, blindfolds me before Christmas, drives me to Manchester Center, and there's a U-Haul truck sitting there.
Whoa.
And she makes me pop open the rear of the truck, and you know what's there?
A file cabinet.
Six file cabinets. And you know what? One for each color of the rainbow.
Really?
I'm an art teacher at the local school.
Oh, boy.
And she knows how I love to collect the art projects of my kids over the years. So
right.
She's tired of them, seeing them lying around the house, frankly.
Yeah.
And, she decided these filing cabinets are the way to go, and that's how she explained it to me.
Now, who took them off the truck?
She rented the truck.
Right.
And so we drove it back to the house.
Right.
And they're not too heavy when they're empty, so we were able to manage them into the cellar. So that's where
Where they are in the cellar right now?
Yeah, red, blue, green. Well, you name it, all the colors.
That was going to be my next question. And how is the art teaching going?
Oh, beautifully. These kids, I think they are they're the spirit of today's world, and we got to stick with them,
Yeah, and too many school districts are doing away with art and music, and that's terrible.
And that's why I'm proud of my school, Burn Burton. And they're not giving up on the kids. And that's why I'm glad to stick by them, and they're sticking by me. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
And you live in Manchester?
Yeah, right outside the center.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you got those file cabinets, and it's great that you called us, and we really appreciate it, Gerald. Thanks for calling. And good luck on your work. I think it's so important.
Oh, thank you very much, and God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551, two free phones. Let's go to Mary in Munson, Mass. That's three M's. That's alliteration. Mary, Munson, Mass. Go ahead, Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
This is kind of a family joke. Okay. About 25 years ago, I had never had an electric dryer before, so my husband bought me one for Christmas. And we have three kids who are all grown up now. But the last one was in diapers, so I was really looking forward to using that dryer. But my Christmas present the next year was he finally hooked it up. And by that time, my last child was out of diapers.
Whoa.
So it was a good present.
but let's get a little deeper into this. What does he do for a living?
Oh, we're teachers.
Yeah. And yeah. I would
retired now. But.
I wouldn't dare, do my dryer by myself. You know, is it a gas dryer or an electric dryer?
It's electric, but
that's good. That's better because the carbon. I think I'm speaking outside of my area of expertise, but I think that the gas dryers are the ones you have to worry a little bit more about the carbon monoxide.
Right.
From
yeah.
It. But
no,
that,
my husband's very handy,
yeah.
And he knows how to do stuff.
Right.
He's just very busy.
Right.
So.
But then he finally did it. And was
yes.
that your Christmas present? I mean,
yes.
the second time?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And what'd you get him?
I don't remember.
Some tools. Yeah.
Probably.
Thanks, Mary. Always wonderful to hear from Munson, Massachusetts. Great to
yes,
talk to you.
Yes, and patience pays off in the end.
Oh, patience pays off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
Bye.
Okay. 1-800-348-2551. Now, this is getting dangerous. We have, you know, at least 12 more minutes, and we only have two people on the line. So if you want to, you know, get in there and get heard and tell us an amazing story about a present you got, one that's good, one that's bad, one that you returned, you know, let's hear from you. Let's go to Courtney in East Greenbush. Okay, Courtney, I'll bet you want to talk about miniskirts in Alaska.
Yes, my mother was the queen. She still is sometimes the queen of the useless gift.
Oh, yeah, useless gifts. Mm-hmm.
The useless gift, the gift that, you know, you just don't want. And she would call you and tell you what she was sending up to you before you got it. And you would say, no, I can't use it. Please, don't buy it. Take it back now.
The queen of the useless gifts. I love it. Go ahead. Keep talking.
So I lived without running water in a cabin near Denali National Park.
Right.
And it was already wintertime. And it gets down to 60 below there, but the average temperature in the winter is 30 below. So my mother sends me clothes, and they're all like summer weight clothes.
Yeah.
And the crowning glory that she was so excited to send me was a white miniskirt.
Well, don't you think that was a message also? Get out of there and come and join me. You know, that's so, you, we don't want to jump in Alaska.
No, I think she could have sailed. No. My mother's thinking, she doesn't think that far. My mom's thinking is, I saw it on sale. I thought it was cute. I think you should wear it.
Did you wear it?
Never. No. Because, like I said, beyond the temperatures,
yeah,
there, you don't wear miniskirts in Alaska.
Well, you could wear
it
with
girls
tights.
Girls in Carhartts are considered sexy. If you were to wear a white miniskirt, you might as well just wave a surrender flag.
I'm not sure I'm following, Courtney. I hope I am.
Well, the guys outnumber the girls quite a bit.
I see.
Wearing a miniskirt would not send the right signal.
Yes, I see what you mean. And you, even if you wore tights or something like that under the miniskirt.
It was so inappropriate. It just was not an appropriate attire for the environment or the place where it was. And it wasn't some place where I could say, take it back to the store. This
no.
was 20 years ago.
No.
You couldn't say online, return it. You couldn't. They didn't have, you know, department stores up there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, it was totally useless.
Do you still have this miniskirt?
No, I gave it away years ago.
Wow. Well, Courtney, that is a good story. One last question. Did you ever have it out with your mom about it?
I did. And, you know, her defense was that she thought it was really cute and she thought I would look good in it.
Well, you know, mothers love their daughters. And
right.
daughters love their mothers sometimes.
Right.
And that's great. Courtney, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Tom in Ludlow, Massachusetts. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Aloha.
Aloha.
This is just Tom.
Aloha to you.
For Christmas, I got a trip to Ludlow, Massachusetts.
What do you mean? You live in Ludlow, Massachusetts?
No, I live in the southernmost point in the United States, the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, okay. It says here, Tom from Ludlow. So when you said free trip to Ludlow, I said, well, you know, so where are you calling us from?
I'm now calling from Ludlow. I came here. I got twisted my leg before I started the trip from Hawaii
yeah.
to visit the family in Ludlow, Massachusetts.
Right. What made you go to Hawaii in the first place?
Warm weather, beaches, dolphins.
I get it. And here you are. We're about to get hit by a major snowstorm. What do you think? So a free trip to Ludlow. Who gave it to you?
My brother.
Wow.
I've been away for a while.
Yeah, and he said it's time to come home for a little while, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be home with family for a change.
It's also good to have a brother who loves you, right?
Yes, thank you.
Did you get him anything, Tom?
No.
Well, you got him. You got him. You.
Right. I'm here. I'm here helping hobble around.
Well, that is quite a gift. Thank you,
right.
Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
And David in Kingston. David in Kingston, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Well, you know, pretty good. This program has been giving me a lot of cheer. I've been happy to hear about all this stuff. And I always try to bring a little psychological insight into the whole thing. So why don't you tell us what you got or what you gave?
Well, about 4 years ago, I got really concerned about global warming, and I started giving people, I would offset their carbon footprints.
Sure, great. We do that on the fun drives. You know about that, right?
I didn't know that.
We, our friends buy huge amounts of it. And then, for $100, you get a certificate which says you retired 3,000 tons of, the stuff.
Oh, I see. Well, this method of offsetting carbon footprints that I was using, works through a website called planttrees.org, and they plant like 800 trees for 10 cents a piece in India.
Whoa.
And that basically offsets the carbon footprint of an average American for life, essentially, because each tree absorbs about 50 pounds of carbon per year.
Wow.
And anyway, I...
Well, that's a wonderful gift.
I had to give them some regular stuff too, because not everybody quite got the idea. But
yeah, well, did you ever explain it to them, right?
Oh yeah, no, I would explain it to them and so forth. But
and not only for them, but for their children and their grandchildren and their grandchildren's children. If we're still around by that time, David, you're a hero.
Well, no, but it's a good thing to do, planttrees.org.
Hey, David, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. Bye-bye. Let's go to Bob in New Hampshire. Okay, Bob, go ahead. What'd you get?
Hey, how you doing? I got a John Deere.
A big one?
Yes, sir.
How big?
Top of the line for my wife.
I'm sorry, say again. I didn't get that.
Top of the line.
Top of the line. Wow.
Yes, sir.
And you haven't had a chance to use it yet?
No, sir. The crops aren't in yet.
Wow. Are you in the Army?
No, sir.
Well, you keep saying sir. Guys in the Army said it.
That's how I was raised from my daddy.
Oh, is that right? And
yes, sir.
Do you have children?
No, sir.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
No, none of this. No, no. Everybody's different. You can say whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, what color is it? Green.
It's green.
Yeah.
It's green with the yellow.
You know, I once had a Massey Ferguson, but of course I didn't know how to take care of it. And so every week I would take that tractor, it was a tractor, the small one, and I would take it out in our home in Alford and I would hit the same rock. But I never
knew. Is that
so? Yeah. And I never knew how to put the, you know, the rubber thing that goes around the tread in the mower. And I would always bring somebody over, a friend of mine. Well, he was a friend, but he was also in business, and he would charge me, I think at the time, around $50 to do it.
Oh, wow.
So finally, after doing this for several years, my wife, the lovely Roselle, said, this is enough. And she found somebody for $35 a time to do all the cutting.
Uh-huh.
So that was the end of the Massey Ferguson. But I love that Massey Ferguson, and I filled up the tires with something, I forget what, so that I could plow with it. It didn't quite work, but it was good. And enjoy your John Deere. It sounds like a great gift. And
you want to hear something bad?
Absolutely.
I got my wife slacks.
Slacks?
Yeah.
And so you got the John Deere.
I get a top of the tractor, and she got me slacks. Oh, I got her slacks.
Did she raise her eyebrows a little bit when you?
Oh, you should have seen her face.
Oh, boy.
I have to sleep on the couch.
Well, you know what? I think there are people who do that. I think there are people who, you know, not your wife, who is really wonderful and loving, and that's why she gave you the John Deere. Yeah, that's why she gave you the John Deere. But she'll have something to hold over your head for a long, long time.
Yeah, my wife, Heidi, she's real mad at me now. I don't know what to do now. I guess I'll take her out to dinner after football.
Oh, yeah. Take her out to dinner. Yeah. That's a good idea. And while you're at it, buy a really nice piece of jewelry and give it to her as a surprise.
We don't buy jewelry, young man.
Oh. Well, then give her, you know, what would the nicest thing you could think of that she would really like?
I was thinking about going down to Concord, going to the mall, and going to Victoria's Secrets.
You think that's what she wants? She wants
no,
you?
No, for her.
What?
Yeah, top-on panties.
Is that what you want or is that what she wants?
That's what she wants. She told me.
Take her down there. Let her pick something out on her own.
No.
No?
I'm the man. I run it. I choose.
Uh-oh. Hey, Bob, thank you for this wonderful phone call. And before we get into any more trouble, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Yes, sir.
Enjoy the John Deere.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and let's go to Maria in Olive Bridge. Okay, Maria, you're on.
Hi. Well, wow. I have a little story, but I have to say I really love Dave's gift, or David, the 800 trees in India.
That is fantastic. A great gift, yes.
Really unbelievably great. So yeah. My story is just a little personal story.
Yep.
My husband and I were driving in Jersey City to pick up his mother. She was elderly. This was 25 years ago.
Yep.
To take her out to dinner with my parents. And
right.
We stopped for a traffic light, and the traffic was dense. Light changed. We started up slowly, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a really muddy puppy running along the sidewalk towards the traffic. And I screamed, stop the car! And my husband jammed on the brakes, and I opened the door. It was running right towards our car. And I had a long green velvet skirt on, and the little muddy puppy jumped up on my green velvet skirt. And it was love at first sight. And we took him home, and I called the police and the SPCA and tried to find his owner. He had no collar, no tags, no nothing. It was a Siberian husky.
Okay.
And with the most beautiful blue eyes. And after a couple of days, we found the owner, and by this time, I was really in love with him.
Yeah.
And so we brought him back reluctantly, and it turned out they were a young couple. They worked long hours, and they kind of really couldn't take care of him.
Oh, boy.
So they wanted to sell him to us.
And you did that.
Well, we needed a dog like we needed a hole in the head. Yeah. So we thought about it for about a week because we had really busy lives ourselves. And I just couldn't resist. And my husband, who always used to say, no dogs.
Yeah, yeah. My father said that too.
Yeah.
We've had dogs all of our lives.
Yeah, we'd drive along and there'd be a sign, free puppies, and my husband would accelerate. But anyway.
Yeah.
So
nothing like a dog.
I said, what should we do? And he said, go get him.
Oh,
so we went and we got him and we brought him home and we named him Skylight. And I like to think that, although I don't actually believe this, but I like to think that he was a gift from my dear Uncle Vincent, who had passed away a number of years before that, but loved dogs. And because my parents wouldn't let me have a dog, he would always bring me stuffed dog animals.
Wow.
So he sent the dog from heaven.
Maria, the last thing I want to do is cut this wonderful story short, but we're out of time. I thank you very much, Maria. And I also want to thank Nancy from Ravina, who said her present was today's Kwanzaa radio program. And Madeline from Rexford, who got taken on a free trip to the supermarket with her dad. Those are really great stories. We appreciate it all. And thanks to all of you. And thanks to Zachary Malloy at the controls, Colleen O'Connell for answering the phone. Support comes from United Way of the Greater Capital Region, Albany, New York. Live United, or Live United, Give Advocate, Volunteer, UnitedWayGCR.org, and Smith College Museum of Art, presenting Drawn to Excellence, Renaissance to Romantic Drawings from a Private Collection. Works from the 16th to early 19th century through January 6th, smith.edu/artmuseum. Reform Pilates Studio, Saratoga Springs, teaching Romanas Pilates, providing a finely equipped studio with Gratz apparatus, private, semi-private, and small group classes, reformyourbody.com. And I'm Alan Chartok. Tomorrow it's Poetry Forum. Ray Graff and our poetic panel will take your calls. That's going to be so exciting. Thanks for being here today. I'm Alan Chartok. Again, it says it so twice here, so I read it twice. Stay tuned now for a news update. Take it away, Zachary.